If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Yeah, thank you, Jill Steinboders. Okay, it is... Pardon me. I hate everybody. I came in with a big bag of birds for everybody.
Nice.
Well, you have one for Oprah, one for Kellyanne Conway, one for everybody.
You have political
threats somewhere right between, now. Yeah. Somewhere between Malcolm X and Che Guevara. Going to the activism thing with me. Yeah. Right?
Yep.
Yeah. We're doing that activism thing. You know what? Jim, who said... In Germany, first they came for the communists, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the trade unionists. I didn't speak up because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a Jew. And then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. Who said that?
Howie Mandel.
No. Oh, yeah. No, you're correct.
Yeah, you're correct.
No. Who did that say pastor? It? It's a
like,
famous quote.
Who really
quote?
Did say it? Say it. I've seen the quote a million
pastor
years.
Pastor Martin Niemöller.
Niebuhr.
Right. Also known as Dr. Hafar.
Hafar. Reinhold Niebuhr, I
believe. Anyway. My friend Catherine's having it says all change throughout history started in rooms like ours. Thank you for being a leader and a voice for love and hope. Be a leader for love and hope. You know, make someone, be someone's safe space, right? That's all we can do. Be kind to each other, heal, stick
down.
Up
we
for people. When you see something, say something.
Social media is killing me right now because, no and it's kidding. Not my page, and I'm grateful. I haven't posted much yet, and I have a public page. So all these trolls come on, but I've been reading other friends' pages.
Oh, mine's very trolling.
And there's these horrible people on there like, this is the biggest thing that's bothering me. Get over it.
Right.
Accept
it.
The people spoke.
Right.
One, the people didn't speak. The people didn't speak. The Electoral College spoke.
Yeah.
The people wanted Hillary Clinton by a large margin right now on the popular vote. Two, this whole get over it thing is coming, and not always, but from straight white men or women that are not in fear. They don't know what it feels like to walk down the street and be afraid of your life because you're holding your partner's hand. They don't know what it feels like to be a Muslim in this country right now. They don't know what it feels like to be a Saudi person in this country right now. And that statement of get over it, move on is so dehumanizing and so demoralizing to millions of minorities now and dismissive.
Particularly when there are people on both sides of the aisle that have said, this Russian interference is troubling for all Americans. This FBI interference
this
is troubling.
This isn't a political issue.
I even gave credit to Marco Rubio at one point. He wouldn't comment on any of the WikiLeaks because he said it happened to them today. It can happen to us tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm not
going
to comment on stolen emails, some of which may have been altered, because that's a Russian propaganda technique. Yep.
This was never about politics. We have a colleague that said it who didn't want us to share the post, but she was so brilliant. People had better producers. This whole thing has been a reality show, and they had producers.
He just called the cabinet people the finalists. Like it's a pageant.
I'll let you know who's
going to
win. Maybe. Yeah. Well, let's let the American people vote some of them off. Why don't we do that if this is such a reality show?
Here's the thing. Also,
see, angry comedian.
Said,
this angry comedian.
Ultimately, what you said though is the main point. It didn't work. He didn't win. The more people didn't vote for him.
Yeah, there are more of us than there are of them.
Yes.
It's just,
but nobody cares.
Not to mention,
it doesn't matter.
4 years ago, 8 years ago, Trump himself said the electorate was a Democratic disgrace.
Right.
In tweets. They have him in his tweets.
Over,
and of course, now he's coming back and being like, this is the best thing that's ever happened
to
America.
Now.
It's genius. Yeah. America's spoken.
He used it to win.
This is the thing.
I keep saying
people don't know who this guy
reporters
is.
Reporters keep working. Whatever we have to do, whether it's his tax returns, the stuff with Russia, we have till December 19th. I know that's a long shot.
No,
this is an anything can happen year. I'm just saying.
I want to believe
that
stuff, but
though.
I don't think the electorate is going to come up. The little bit of uprising that's happened since he won, can you imagine the all-out damage and destruction that would happen if the electorate came in and flipped it? I don't think it's going to happen. I would like it to. I don't know.
I'm not gonna be scared. I'm not gonna be scared
I'm
not afraid of
bullies.
Yeah.
I mean, look at every fresh horror that awaits you. This headline: Trump reportedly considering anti-Muslim conspiracy theorist for deputy national security advisor.
Excellent.
They didn't vet him for president. They're not going to be vetting his cabinet. I guarantee he doesn't know who these people are.
Go.
The fact that Ben Carson was like,
"I'm not qualified
to be on your cabinet," but part of me was like.
You
were running
for president
of the United States.
Turn my mic off.
What do you mean you're not qualified for a position in the cabinet?
Turn Ben Carson's mic off.
That's why I think this whole thing was a ruse. And they were cast. They were all cast.
Yeah. Harry Reid on the Electoral College yesterday.
You know, I think it would be educational for the country to have some hearings on the Electoral College system. It's unusual in such a short period of time in this young century. We've already had two elections where the loser got more votes than the winner. So I think it's something we should look at.
Yeah.
There you go.
One person, one vote. You know, Barbara Boxer put the bill 100% forward.
100% agree.
So this guy is not probably doing what we want, but he's Colorado elector wants the electoral college to dump Trump. But Cindy, we listen to this. What if, after all that, the presidential election comes down to the opinion of a guy named Mike from Denver? He's a graduate student at the University of Northern Arizona. He's a registered Democrat who supported Bernie. He's a member of the Electoral College who's trying to convince other electors not to vote for Trump. He said, there's a chance by coming together we can avoid a Donald Trump presidency, but it's going to take unification of Americans, I believe. And one of the things I'm saying, Dana, is if something huge and potentially impeachable offense comes forward before December 19th.
Oh, I agree.
Anyway, he says a half dozen other electors from across the country are on board with his plan. His scenario is not our scenario. The one on change.org is obviously to give it to the popular vote winner,
right.
Hillary Clinton.
Right.
He's saying in his ideal scenario, don't ask me, the Electoral College would agree to rally around a moderate Republican and then vote for that person. Well, that goes against his personal affiliation. It would mean keeping the president-elect out of office. So he's sort of by any means necessary just keep Trump out.
Right.
He said, I'm a former U.S. Marine, and the core values are honor, courage, and commitment. I don't believe Donald Trump has that. So everybody has a different interpretation of this. He says if Trump doesn't secure the 270 votes, the House of Representatives would choose a president. Well, that's not going to be good news for us because the House is Republican.
Right.
But anyway, he said, I don't think the majority of the American public would mind if we avoided a Donald Trump presidency. Mm. So,
Steph, I would love for it to happen. And I believe that the electorate was put in place for reasons
save us from a crazy thing. People are acting like a crazy person.
Grade.
Yeah. Otherwise, it would not have been made.
Correct.
Right. And so, you know what? If you have something in place, and this is the other thing, I think the Constitution should be interpreted by our founding fathers, then how about we interpret everything that was created back then, including the Electoral College?
And muskets.
And yes, those are fun.
All right.
What's that guy been saying, by the way? Where's he?
Bernie Sanders talking about the Bannon appointment.
I call upon Mr. Trump to rescind the appointment that he made of Mr. Bannon.
Yeah.
A president of the United States should not have a racist at his side. Unacceptable.
He's not going to have any of his friends around then.
Yeah, by the way, the Breitbart, you know, the news organization he came from, I use quotes, air quotes around news organization. They say they plan to be the best place for news on Trump. That scares its critics, which consider Breitbart News the home of cheerleaders, not journalists.
Right.
So they will be the Ministry of Truth in our new, we will get all the only news that you need on the Trump administration from Breitbart.
We are at war with East Asia. We've always been at war with East Asia.
Right. That's why Orange Hitler had to bomb them. Okay. All right. Where is this? Representative Sean Duffy on the on Trump's 3 a.m. tweets.
I don't think that it's very presidential to be up at night tweeting out. But I think Donald Trump, if he really restructures how he uses Twitter, it can be beneficial for him. But I do think you have to have some restrictions and guide rails on how you use it.
Oh my God!
What?
His staff had to take his Twitter away from him.
They did. Had to take his phone.
They did. Oh, they and we knew it because everything changed. And
You know, Twitter actually deleted all of the alt-right accounts.
Yes,
which is beautiful.
I saw that.
Yep,
yes,
Twitter doing their part to try and get rid of hate, which is wonderful. But I don't know how Donald Trump's account doesn't fall under that now that he's appointed Bannon.
Yes, Mike in Kansas City.
Hey.
Yeah, the Trump administration will be designated a hate group.
Yes.
Hey, Guten Morgens or...
Guten Morgen.
Das Bedonis.
Welcome to the fatherland. Hello.
you know the Rubes? This is Octoon Rubes. Here's hypocrisy. I saw Kellyanne Conway the other day talking about Bannon's great qualifications because he's Harvard educated and he worked at Goldman Sachs. And I'm thinking, gee, I thought that was the kind of CRAP that they were against. So the Rubes bought the snake oil, and I hope that they don't get too sick from it.
Yeah, and I mean, he really is like duping them in record time, isn't he?
Snake bites them.
It's already lousy with insiders, establishment, lobbyists,
because of
Goldman Sachs. Hillary couldn't be president because she gave a speech to
Goldman
Sachs.
But they can be on his cabinet.
Right.
I really see, and like I said, I know I come in the third hour, so you guys may already talk about this. He has already gone back on so many promises to his very crazy, not all, but very crazy loyal supporters.
Yep.
I'm not wishing. Trust me, this is the one president, if he gets in, I need to stay safe so Mike Pence doesn't take the position after. So I'm not wishing harm on Trump at all.
Right.
No.
But if anyone's going to it's going to be some follower that he actually isn't keeping his promise to that loses their damn mind.
Yeah.
And goes after him.
Yeah. Better get used to the electroshock therapy that a President Pence might, you know. We could try to immune ourselves ahead of time. Like, just
putting us in camp.
Are you still gay? Let me try it on you. Are you still gay? Still gay?
Wait. Yep.
Yep, still gay.
Yep,
see?
Yep.
Still gay.
Dana?
It hurt, though.
Yeah, if you can lower that a little bit about 4
inches. All right, I'm trying to toughen you up.
Oh,
it's like
sorry.
It's like waterboarding our own soldiers.
Yes.
To get us ready for reparative therapy.
Oh, God. What's crazy is that I just got a visceral reaction through my body, and I don't know if it's as a Jew or a lesbian, where I was like,
pick one.
Jesus Christ. Turn it off.
Right?
Speaking of Kellyanne Conway.
Were we really?
Pebbles.
She's like a human bobblehead.
It's like Pebbles from Flintstones if she was in the Klan. Really. Yeah, here she is.
Or a brat
doll. This is a man who was elected fairly and squarely.
He wasn't.
What do these people actually fear? Do they fear that he is going to provide job creation?
Yeah, that's it.
I'm afraid I'm going to get hired more.
Boy, I would call her a half-wit.
Absolutely,
but that's
what I was thinking.
Yeah, it's overstating it. See, this... Oh, go ahead.
Okay.
Quarter wit, more like
Kellyanne Conway on Sean Hannity's show.
He's already draining the swamp, and I think that's why you get all of these negative... unattributed quotes in the print press these days, and some people on TV who don't know what they're talking about. I think they're scared to death that this guy is really going to shake up the system, that he means what he says when he says we don't need all these consultants, we don't need all these lobbyists, we don't need all these professional
drain
class,
the swamp,
what I've always called the quote staff infection.
Mm. Yeah, how's that going? How's that drainy swampy thing going?
Oh my God.
Okay, why is she still doing this? Why is she? She's a woman. Isn't there some way she can? How is she not seeing?
No,
that's what I don't get.
Suzanne, he got the white female, straight white female vote in this country, and my idea would be that somehow they are so subservient still to straight men that they think that they're their savior. That they can't think for themselves. That's the only thing I can imagine.
Yeah.
Is it a daddy complex?
I don't know.
So, yeah, Kellyanne Conway staying there, I'm sure there's a big paycheck, and I'm sure that by this time she doesn't... I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I want to know why we can't get to the people who actually voted for Trump because of his belief of draining the swamp, that kind of thing. Why we can't, as liberals, get to them and go, but look, he's not doing that. Join us in stopping this hideous nightmare.
Want to hear my conspiracy theories?
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, both of them are trying to be like positive conspiracy theories.
Right.
First of all, I do believe that there is some humanity somewhere left in this man. I'd like to believe that there is. 3 years ago, he was a Democrat. He was pro-choice.
Yes.
Whatever.
No, that's what I said. One hope is that he's the Weasley liar that we know he is.
I'm not going to be able to reach the community in the South that is homophobic, racist, and misogynistic. They're not going to listen to me.
Right.
Maybe over time, if this man still has some good left in him, he will be the only person that can reach a community to instill tolerance over time that I and you and Stephanie will never be able to reach. That is my hope. But then he points Bannon to his cabinet, and I'm like, well, there goes that.
That was the meme on Twitter or whatever. They're like, I'm going to give him a chance. And he appoints Bannon.
Yep.
Like,
that was your guy.
And scene.
Oh, God. Trump, stop. Just trying to give you a chance.
How's that going for you, Oprah?
Oh.
That whole, hope's alive. let's all take a breath.
I wouldn't be surprised, like they've said, if he gets impeached by his own Republican Congress because they cannot control him and they don't know what's going to come out of his mouth next.
Yeah, exactly. We should talk about the whole, because everybody's talked about the female voter thing, because it really is. But I think we know as women, there are women that are like girlfriends that are supportive, and there are other women that are competitive and catty, and, you know, you're going to steal my husband or my job. And I think there is that thing
that it's more than that almost, doesn't it?
Well, think about it. The slaves stayed on the plantations once they were freed.
Yeah.
They didn't know where to go. They were scared. So when people are like, minorities voted for Trump, women voted for Trump. I'm like, but sometimes people, when they're subservient and they're in these positions for so many years,
a
prisoner gets released. He commits a crime to go back where she commits a crime
they
to go back where she's safe.
Yeah, right. Where they understand.
I remember when I had my late night TV show, a Disney executive was.
I remember yours too.
Yeah. But, you know, they were saying like, don't, you know, be as sexual, you know, because they said you already look like the woman that's going to steal women's husband.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was like. But I'm not because I'm gay. It doesn't matter.
I'm the safest one in the room.
Right? But okay. I'm like, was that trying to say I'm pretty? Okay, but I don't, huh?
Well,
thank you, but
I have to say this because it's been bothering me and I will have to leave for a plane in like 15 minutes. I put on something on Facebook 2 days ago asking why people don't share and retweet. You know what I mean? When performers are out there. And a lot of the direct messages I got were from lesbians saying, don't be so gay. If you weren't so gay. Something I heard, by the way, back in the early 90s when I first started.
Wow.
It's why I couldn't get on
TV. It's like Santa talking to Rudolph.
Tone it down.
Right?
Yeah.
It's too much.
Oh, my God.